Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, I'm David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. I have been looking forward to this interview. Nikolai Matveev is the owner of Cardinal Plumbing, Heating, and Air in Sterling, Virginia. Cardinal is a large, significant company characterized by strong year-over-year growth, good profitability, and an excellent reputation. And Nikolai is well-respected in our industry. He is a smart, successful guy. He's held in very high esteem by the other members of Service Nation, and I think you're going to enjoy this interview a lot. So Nikolai Matveev, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Hello, David. Thank you so much for having me over.
You were not born in the U.S. Tell us when and how did you get here?
Yeah, so I was born in South USSR. So it's a little republic called Tajikistan. So yeah, I was born and raised out there. And then I moved to France, and that's where I find my wife, and she's from United States. And that's later on, that's how I came here. And basically I came here in 2005. And yeah, when I came here, I didn't speak any English. So I was communicating with my wife French, and that was stepping stone right there.
So 2005, you didn't speak any English. You moved to the U.S. How did you end up getting into our industry?
I knew a little bit about electric work. So I was thinking to be an electrician. So that was kind of like, you know, I was always a little technical savvy. So I thought that was, will be, you know, the route what I want to go. So we were visiting, friends in Colorado Springs with my wife. Their outdoor faucet, hose bib broke. So they're like, if you don't mind, can you like help us out to maybe fix it? And basically, yeah, took me like 6 hours or something to fix that faucet. But, I was like, well, I think plumbing, you know, might be a good idea for me to, you know, looking into plumbing jobs. And that's how I even came up with an idea to, you know, to be a plumber. Yeah.
Take us through more of it, because you don't just go from helping somebody fix their hose bib to owning a big, significant plumbing company. Tell me about the in-between steps a little bit. What did you do after deciding that plumbing would be a good opportunity?
Yeah, so after that, I was start to applying for companies where I can find a job. And first company hired me. They did new construction in Boulder, Colorado. So it was custom homes, and they did hydronic heating systems and total like a plumbing, waste and water. And yeah, so we did like a rough fence for new houses. It's like a new construction. And so it was a really small company. It just with me, it was three people. So it was great opportunity to learn the trade. And that's, you know, I was so happy to work with my hands, learn the trade. It was very low paid job. I was working for $10 an hour, and I have two kids. So it was quite challenging on financial side, but I always have that long view where I was thinking if I can learn the trade, later on I can make quite a bit more money. And I was working for that company for 4 years in Boulder. And in 2008, basically the housing, new housing market, went down, and I did have to relocate to Northern Virginia. And I found a company out here who was specializing in plumbing remodeling jobs. So I was working for this company in here. It was also a very small company, only three people, including me. And that's where I found my business partner. We were riding in a plumbing truck for 4 years together, almost every day, all day long. And yeah, that's how later on we decide to just start the business. And we thought we can create something good for not just for us, it will be something really good for the people who will work in there, and where we can benefit and where we can help each other out. And that's basically how we kind of start to with that passion of, you know, something great and what we can do and where we can provide that top-notch service. And basically that's how it came about.
Did you start your own business in about 2012?
Yeah, we started 7 years ago. It was 2013, was the end of 2013. Yeah.
Flash forward, so it's 8 years later. Tell us about your company now.
So we knew how to do new construction and remodeling. So that's the way we start the company, to do new construction plumbing for commercial and residential clients. And we always have that, you know, point where we want to just transition to a just a residential service work because the cash flow and profit margins and all that stuff. But it's quite hard to start to just with the residential because we didn't know much anything about, like, you know, what's our, like, how to run a business. So it's kind of like one of those cliches, right? Where a lot of people start the business, they just know how to do the work and they just don't know anything about the business side. And that was perfectly, that was us, you know, we were just working super hard and making, you know, barely enough and, you know, try to move forward and try to create some more service work where we can learn that side of the plumbing jobs. So that was our story in there. And fast forward, it took us like probably 4 years where we transitioned 100% from new construction and remodeling to just do service work. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and that's where we just kind of like, you know, tell all our subcontractors and builders, we just tell them like, well, you know, we can't work together anymore. And it's always was like, you know, chasing money or it was such a hard way to make a living. I know they, you know, a lot of companies out there who have their processes and all that stuff to actually be profitable and be quite successful, but that wasn't us. So we did have like quite a hard time to actually make our ends meet with remodeling and new construction because like the bills and all that stuff. So bill receivables, it was always, it was super high. And so that was a really good stepping stone where we tell everybody, oh yeah, we can't work anymore. And you know, you guys better, yeah, find somebody else. And from there on, we kind of, you know, start to dive in and 100% into the plumbing service.
I've heard other people say that one of the best days of their business life was when they told the final builder that they were not going to be working with that builder anymore.
Right. Yes, that was the worthy of the party. Yes. But yeah, we didn't party though.
But you guys added heating and air conditioning at some point, right? Or were you guys doing heating and air conditioning from the very beginning?
No, we didn't. And that's where the heating and air conditioning idea came from, actually joining Service Align. And, you know, when I went to a boot camp, and that's, it was quite a few people in there from HVAC companies. And that's where I was thinking, I was like, well, you know, HVAC and plumbing seems like going hand to hand. And later on, at some point, we're going to have to add that probably. So I like, well, you know, we discussed with my business partner and we felt like, you know, better sooner than later. And 2 years ago, we add HVAC side, and the HVAC side, we just went like right away 100% residential, and it was just basically focused on replacements and repairs.
And that's done really well for you guys, right?
Yeah, it's actually grown quite a bit, and it's a little bit different business strategy, the way, you know, the HVAC industry works, because it's really seasonal work and it's have different departments and the way it's flowing. But it's actually a really good addition, and we're really happy with it. And we couldn't make anything happen without having a great and knowledgeable people and knowledgeable team who want to succeed and who want to make it better and all that stuff. So that's definitely was because me and my business partner, we don't know anything about the HVAC side. And that's where it was super hard to even kind of learn the technical and then the business side of it. But it is a well rewarded thing to do.
About how big is your company now? How many employees do you guys have?
Total of the company is just over 30 people. And yeah, it's basically right now it's almost 60% HVAC and 40% plumbing.
Wow. So the HVAC side overtook the plumbing.
Yeah, we just dove down into HVAC and just, you know, we're just so committed and kind of like to make it work. And it was really hard in the beginning, but then we figured out how to separate the sales and the service. And that was like pretty hard that, you know, we have sales techs in the beginning where the average ticket was quite low and they didn't have as much of sales knowledge. And when we separate the sales and just the service side of it, it was super good. And we were blessed to, you know, have a really good sales manager. So he definitely have a lot of knowledge. And so he kind of like a guided hold this thing and help us out. And definitely we couldn't have done without him.
So you must have made some good hires in the HVAC side when you decided to start HVAC. Did you hire a service manager right away or did you hire techs? What was the first hire you made in the heating and air conditioning side?
Yes, we did hire a person who can do both. So he was very knowledgeable into HVAC. So he was very knowledgeable with the installs and with the service work. He used to have his own business, so he knew all that aspect. So he was basically running the whole thing. So he was out there in the field 90% of the time. And later on, yeah, he became our service manager, where he was just managing the people. But in the beginning, that was like whole kind of thing where he kind of helped us out to start from the ground. Yeah,
sounds like a really good hire. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's fantastic growth. You guys launched at the end of 2013, so we're looking at a little over 7 years later, 30 people in the company, got HVAC up and running as well as plumbing. You transitioned from from new construction to residential. I mean, wow, what a ride. That's fantastic. What are some of the things that you have done to help grow the company to make it work so well?
Yeah, basically, I heard a lot. It's about everybody talking about processes and communications and procedures. But the processes, it's like, you know, we didn't know exactly what should be and how should it work much better. So bigger we grew, that's where we start to realize where it's like, the process should be much better for communication in the office between people and have to have a standards of the company. How do we communicate? How do we install something? How do we go to a service call from A to Z? And that's where it just coming all together, whereas better processes you have, better you can serve the client and make sure everything goes from A to Z, and then you can have a really satisfied customer willing to go online and share, you know, really good stuff about your company. So, and that's what's, it's kind of like that stuff never stop where we start to getting obsessed right now about the processes. So better our processes are, easier is to run the company. And it is a lot of work to create the processes, implement the processes, hold the people accountable to the processes, but it's basically what it's really necessary to actually, you know, have like a company what you can grow without having too much headache. And that's where the processes are so much helpful. To even to read a book like E-Myth or E-Myth Revisited, and E-Myth HVAC with the Kent Goodrich. Yeah. So the books are like, you know, that's the key, actually, to gain the knowledge, right? So the books, and definitely to have a mentor. And we're like, you know, we were blessed to have a mentor like a Chris Hunter and Joe Cunningham. He went to our shop. That was just great.
Yeah, those guys are both terrific, terrific stuff. And you're a member of Service Nation Alliance. How has that helped you out?
Yeah, so when I came to a boot camp, so that was kind of like opened my eyes to even like understand the profit margins and, you know, how it should be and what's the profit margins for the industry averages and all that stuff. So we were kind of like very secluded before. We didn't know any of that, what it should be and how it should work. So yeah, so that stuff, it's really helped us out to at least to price ourselves right and to kind of go towards the right direction. And, you know, and the people are just very open to share their knowledge. And so those like AB calls, it definitely was really, really helpful.
Yeah, there's something about working in a community of like-minded people who are working on the same things you are, willing to help you, ask each other for advice. It just makes it all go so much easier. What a journey. I mean, I'm thinking 2005, you're working for $10 an hour. 2021, you're owning this large, significant multi-trade company. What an incredible journey you've had. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, nothing could have happened without this great country. It's the first, you know, that we have those, what you put your money into, you can achieve in here. That's definitely is the first thing. The second is what a great people. And, you know, we have those people what's in here and where we can help each other out and where we can build each other. And that's where we can, you know, the better leaders we are, the better the company became. But the first thing first is definitely is the country with the business friendly laws. And yeah, it's much easier to do something.
Yeah. I mean, you spent some time in France. That is a relatively difficult place to do business. Lots of laws and lots of bureaucracy. So you mentioned you have two kids. Is there any possibility of them getting into this industry also?
I don't really think so. I have two daughters and yeah, I don't know. I think when I used to work long hours and all that stuff, it just kind of, they're not super excited about it. So.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know though. Yes,
I can't tell you how many times I've talked to somebody that's in the business, second generation, and they say, yeah, when I grew up, I was not interested in the business at all. But then I went to school or I started working and, you know, I started thinking that business looks pretty good, you know, and they end up getting interested in joining the business and it's a really good thing. So don't rule it out. They may come around at some point in time.
I hope so.
Well, Nikolai Matveev, this has been fantastic. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. You've got such a great story, and I think it's inspiring. I mean, the difficulty of coming to a new country, a place where you don't even speak the language, and then building this fantastic business. I just think it speaks so well for you, and I think it's an inspiring story. So thank you so very much for sharing it with us.
Thank you so much, David, to have me over. And, you know, I hope listeners got a couple nuggets where it will help them out on their journey, you know. But we wouldn't be here without the Service Nation Alliance and like a great organization like you guys.
Oh, well, thank you so very much.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.